his first ever good film.
Good. He looks good. I mean, obviously, you know, a 1,000-yard rusher. You know, so he's had a lot of explosive runs. I think it's in the 20s. And, you know, he's looked really good.
How do you handle a patient runner like that?
He does. That's the key word. He does a great job in their system of, you know, the patience with the zone blocking and getting you to, you know, think he's going to go in here and then boom, he goes there. And, you know, what we have to do, we have to be patient. We talk about make sure before you get off of your block and run to the ball that the ball gets to the point of no return. So if I'm here, and the ball's where you are, if I go here, it can still go in my gap. But if the ball's here, now it can't go in my gap, so that's when I can go ahead and release. So, you know, they're very patient along with the offensive linemen. Everybody's on the same page. So they do a great job with the system. And, you know, obviously we've seen Coach Kubiak before and, you know, with the Texans and stuff. So it's something that he's done for a long time.
You know, a 19-play drive 2 weeks ago against you, and a 16-play drive last week. Just the challenge of getting off the field when the ball starts rolling and they get on a long drive. How do you get off the field?
Thank you, JP, for reminding me. Those are two extremely long drives. And, you know, the 2 weeks ago was we got in third and ones and twos. You know, so first and second down is a big part of taking care of that. This week we had a couple penalties here and there, and then we had a scramble. I think we had one fourth down, you know, that they went for and stuff like that. So, you know, the key to any drive in our minds is, you know, first and second down, you got to make sure you take care of business on third down and get them in, you know, down a distance that they, you know, gets them off track and, you know, they have to strain a little bit. So, you know, those are long drives. We got to get, you know, when those drives happen as a defensive unit, we take away drives from our offensive unit because it's, you know, they have the ball so long. So we just need to make sure we get off the field. Plus, I think it chewed up a lot of the clock, not only the number of plays, but they took a lot of time off the clock.
Flacco, you know, he's not going to be – not everybody's talking about Flacco, but what does he do well?
Here's what I would say that he does well. The first thing is he has a strong arm. And he's very confident in his receivers, and he's accurate, you know. So with, you know, a strong arm and the confidence to zing it in there and trust your receivers, I think that, you know, he does a great job. I think they're in top 10 of every category in offense other than one, you know. And, you know, so they're an experienced offense. They do a great job of mixing in and running pass, and Steve Smith is playing at a high level still. Excellent. You know, so.
How do you deal with this personally? You know, second straight year of losing, is that hard from a coaching standpoint?
Well, you know, I've talked about this before, man. I come in, I love my job. I come in, I do the best I could do, and if, you know, can't do anything else. But I love our players. I love our organization and the head coach. And so it makes it – obviously we would like to do better, but it has not hindered my enthusiasm or spirit coming to work.